What the hell? That's not normal. Why are there already lights on in here? Jesus, Taddy. You startled the hell out of me. No, I'm glad to see you. I thought we were going to meet up at your place later, though. You usually message me if plans change, so I can do my best to accommodate. It's totally fine. No worries. If you weren't welcome when I'm not home, I wouldn't have given you the key, right? And besides, your money pays for this place. So how could I deny you? Can you help me put these groceries away? Thanks. My big, strong glucose guardian. Aw, come on. You have to admit, the new gender-neutral phrase is hilarious. Of course there's more cheese, silly. I know too much all at once isn't good for me. And I know you won't let me not be good to myself, so I like to get the samplers with a bunch of different types and smaller portions. So I can have a bit of a treat after a long day. And speaking of, today was a doozy. I can't wait to tell you all about... You have an exercise related to that. What do you... Oh. You sneaky serpent, you. I know university's been keeping me busy, but did you really miss me that badly? You always smell so good, Daddy. It's not really anything you wear. Not your laundry soap. Not your cologne. Not those expensive-as-fuck Italian loafers you're wearing. It's just this rich, warm, earthy scent that's purely you. You wound me, sir. I am not just trying to distract you from that obviously not sampler-sized chunk of Manchego in the bag. I can't help it. It goes so well with dried cranberries, and you know those are my favorite. I even got unsweetened dried cranberries this time. Although I should be getting more cheese and other things after what you said the other day. I don't know if I believe that you don't remember. You have a mind like a steel trap. It's one of the things that drew me to you initially. But allow me to refresh your memory, Daddy. When we were watching that movie with the Lady Capybara, yeah, the Lady Capybara lead, you said. So you do remember. You said you liked a girl with a little meat on her bones. And I'm, well, not built like that. Certainly not in the same places, anyway. No, it didn't really make me jealous, because I'm with you and she ain't. But it did make me feel a bit insecure about myself. I know that when this whole sugar thing started, it was just about business transactions, You needed a pretty girl on your arm to look more personable at parties and events. I needed money to take care of my bills that working my fingers to the bone at the diner after taking classes all day just couldn't touch. Lucky for me, I clean up good. Well, you probably never would have chosen me compared to all the others you had to pick of. But when you said that, it made me wonder if maybe I just don't sparkle like I used to. We've progressed into being an actual couple, and it's been 2 years now. I know I'm not as cute and doe-eyed as I was when I was a freshman in college, because the world has a way of chipping off bits, so your edges are rougher than they used to be. What if I'm actually easily replaceable? Have I fallen off on tending your needs because I've been so focused on classes? My grades have improved now that I don't have to worry about working myself into the ground, thanks to you, but I don't want that to be a stumbling block for us. If I have to scale back on classes, take a lighter course load, graduating will always be there. You, my sexy silver serpent, might not be. Tomorrow is never guaranteed. Yeah, I called you a silver serpent, what of it? I know you're not that old, but I couldn't really call you a silver fox now, could I? Considering you're reptilian, that would be ridiculous. And besides, there's already one naughty fox in my life. A girl doesn't need more than one. Well, I get the feeling he'd be naughty anyway. I mean, you and I are polyamorous, but he's one of my professors. I might be an adult, but that just seems unethical. And now that I'm finally doing well in my courses, the last thing I need is a distraction that I'd have to stare at all day on campus. Yeah, Mr. Kit. You know him, don't you? I thought he came from one of them old money families you have dealings with. Exactly. That one. Oh, hush. If all I was after was money, then I'm already set, right? I just lucked into someone who ended up caring for me. And who I also care for deeply. You're terrible. I do bet his mouth would be all the better to eat me with, though. Hey, don't call me out on my predator kink like that. Well, now that the groceries are all put away, you said you had an exercise related to me, wanting to tell you about my day. Come on then, what is it? You need me to follow you to the bedroom? I don't know, Daddy. Seems a bit sus. Fine, fine, go ahead. Lead the way. I can only imagine what you have cooked up with you being you. You just want me to lay back and relax. And close my eyes. Ooh, I can do that. Aw, damn, I didn't even have time to take my shoes off. I'm such a dit sometimes. Let me just... Oh, you can take them off for me, I suppose. Thank you, Daddy. Your strong hands feel so good on my sore feet. Being on my feet so much for science labs just takes it right out of me. So, can I tell you about my day yet? It's odd to not have spilled all of it for you the second I walked in the door and you were here. Not just yet, huh? Honestly, you starting to kiss up my leg like that is really distracting. Definitely in a good way. Feels amazing. You won't catch me stopping you. You're a man on a mission, and once your mind's made up, I know better than to try convincing you otherwise. Sorry. That kinda tickled. I forget that you can wrap that crazy long reptile tongue almost completely around my thigh sometimes. Look into your eyes. Can I keep them shut, Daddy? Please? It's so much easier to just focus on the physical sensations without adding in the extra stimulus from seeing. And it feels so good. Your hands on my leg. The wet drag of your tongue against the skin of my thigh. Climbing higher and higher. It's a lot easier to just focus on feeling with my ears being so sensitive the way they are. You know how mice are. It's not something we can help, you know? And besides, you don't need to use that nifty hypno trick on me. You know that even if I brat a little here and there, I trust you enough to do just about anything you ask me. Even though it is fun to be put under sometimes. I'm ready for your exercise, but I have a condition. Since I made you feel neglected with how busy I've been, hold my hand while we do this. Don't laugh at me for wiggling my fingers randomly in the air. My eyes are closed, so I have no idea where your free hand is. There it is. I love the way your fingers fit with mine. So what are the rules of this game, Daddy? Lay it out for me before that extremely distracting tongue of yours gets much higher. Please. You want me to tell you about my day and keep talking while you're doing what you're gonna do. But I'm not allowed to come until I'm done talking. What's to stop me from just rushing and finishing the story when I'm close, huh? If I stop talking before you say to, you'll just stop. Aww, that's not exactly fair. Fine. When should I stop from? From when I had Mr. Kitt's class. That was near the end of my day, though, you know. And As you wish, Daddy. I sat where I always do, next to Jerrica. We're paired up for this improv thing we're supposed to be doing in a few weeks. It's so weird to have to train to do improv, don't you think? But I guess that's just how it is. So we had to do a little exercise from a speak and prompt in class. I got called on to come up front since I've taken to it easier than most of my classmates have. So I got to do a bit of a... back and forth improv performance with the professor. It was supposed to be a heated argument that almost led to a breakup. We got to go all out, yelling, crying, everything short of throwing things at each other. Your tongue feels so good, buried so deep inside of me. Aww. Right. Keep going. Please don't stop. A few of the other professors popped their heads through the door to make sure everything was all right. Guess we must have really sold it. Miss Nix, the Komori lady, even mouthed at me to ask if I was good from the back of the class. She's really nice. I like her. But that was... That was it for his class. Then me and Jerrica grabbed coffees from the cafe. Well, kinda coffees. I had an iced green tea with just some honey and lemon. I haven't been sick, but I have been feeling drained. More than usual lately. Gods, you could just keep doing that for hours, couldn't you? Oh, no complaints here. Your stamina is one of the many things I love about you, Daddy. You're gonna up the difficulty rating, huh? Think I'm doing too well at still being able to speak. I beg to differ, but I'm not the judge here. Keep my eyes closed. All right. Oh! Oh. You're really gonna put my legs up over your shoulders and expect me to be able to keep talking? I think you overestimate my control. You know I'm totally not ready to take both of those cocks, right? Even with how wet I am already, there's no way. Like I said, I wasn't expecting you here this evening, and... Put my hand on top of the one in the front and just press down. But that means it's gonna rub right over my clit every time you... Right. After we went to the coffee shop place, we went to the gym. Today was cardio day, and you know how much I hate cardio. Damn it, this ain't fair. I did my whole routine without having to stop or slow down. My endurance has been getting better when it comes to running, at least. After that, I showered and headed to the grocery store. Then I got home and you were here, and you know the rest from there. How did I feel when I saw you were here? I was surprised, but not in a bad way. I really have missed you. Oh, gods, please, Daddy, I'm so close. And I love the way you always make me laugh, even when I've had a kind of neutral day. Even before we got to this point with physical stuff, your charm has always made me smile. Even when your cock's buried inside of me, my heart's always in your teeth. Oh. My squishy little heart aside. Please, for the love of all this is holy, can I come? Please, please. Oh, fucking thank you. Oh, we made such a mess together. Oh. You don't mind if I lick the cum from your second cock off my fingers, do you? Thank you, Daddy. I love it when you ask me how my day was. And then make it 10 times better. You don't need to go grab anything to clean up with yet. Just lay here with me for a few minutes. I really have missed you. I love the way you smell and the way your scales feel under my fingertips and how I fit here in your arms just right. Like Goldilocks, but without the bear gangbang. Oh, you're right. There was that one time. How did I get so lucky, though? Really? I love you. And you're the most important man in my life. For now. Because if Mr. Kit was like, hey girl, I might change my mind. Oh my god, no. I'm not ready for round 2 yet, you bully little girl. Breathe.